listener production.
Hey, it's Amy Ross with you. Today marks 1 year on since cheaper regional fares were introduced on V-Line trains. The fare cap has been reduced to $10.60, regardless of how far passengers are travelling on the network. Public and Active Transport Minister Gabrielle Williams says regional Victorians have saved more than $50 million in the past year.
This was an important initiative that addressed that inequity between regional public transport fares and metro fares, and it's ensured that Victorians are freed up to explore our state, to take the opportunity to travel to different areas and also contribute to local economies when they're there.
The opposition says a statewide audit's the only way to know if more parks and playgrounds have been contaminated with asbestos. Testing has found at least six of contaminated mulch in Melbourne's west. Shadow Environment Minister James Newbury says interstate experiences show the problem could be more widespread.
There's absolutely nothing to say that other parts of Victoria aren't impacted, and the only way we'll know is if we properly audit it.
Three trees will be removed from Marine Parade in San Remo to make way for a freshly replaced footpath. The pathway in front of the Western Port Hotel is being impacted by roots, but council says it's way too dangerous now not to replace. Potted trees will go in their place, works to get underway for 4 weeks and should be ready by mid-May, weather permitting. And just a reminder for Shepparton residents, you'll need to register your pet by tomorrow. It's a must for pets over 3 months old and is free until they're over 6 months. Head to Council's website or their Wellsford Street offices to get sorted. No winner was decided in Gippsland's netball's Battle of the Bird. Both Sale and Mafra coming away with 33 goals each, drawing. Elsewhere, Traralgon beat Leon Gatha by 10 goals. Warragul was able to get on top of Wonthaggi 58-36.